Hachette Audio presents The River Murders, Thrillers. Written by James Patterson with James O. Bourne. Read by Greg Balia.
Chapter 1. My moody mongrel, Bart Simpson, kept watch from the warm back seat. He rarely found my job interesting. At least, not this job. I was next to the loading dock, folding newspapers for delivery. A surly driver named Nick dropped them off for me every morning at 5:50 sharp. What he lacked in personality, he made up for in silence. I always said hello and never got an answer. Not even a, "Hey, Mitchum." It was a good working relationship. Even with the wind off the Hudson, I could crack a sweat moving the heavy bundles of papers. I used the knife I had gotten in the Navy to cut the straps holding them. My station wagon sagged under the weight of a full load. My two-day-a-week afternoon gig in Milton didn't strain the shocks nearly as bad. I usually dropped Bart off at my mom's then. My dog was as close to a grandchild as she had, and they could both complain about me. In the early morning gloom, I caught a movement out of the corner of my eye and reacted quickly, turning with a knife still in my right hand. It was an instinct I couldn't explain. I was raised in upstate New York, not Bosnia. But I relaxed as soon as I saw Albany Al, one of the few homeless people in Marlborough, standing near the loading dock, a dozen feet away. The older man's whiskers spread as he grinned and rubbed his hand across his white beard.
"Hello, Mitchum. They say you can never sneak up on a Navy SEAL. I guess that's true."
I was past the point of explaining to people that I was never an actual SEAL. When I took a closer look at the old man, I realized he wasn't ready for the burst of Arctic air that